So welcome to the Sean Millwell Podcast. Today we have a special guest. It's John Hudson, Stat Geek, Kick TV legend. You know, he's a comedian, stand-up comedian. He has his own YouTube channel. He makes movies. He's a great guy. He's a big Newcastle fan. He was born in England, came to America to live the dream. He's in New York City. He's a legendary guy. He's my homie. I text all the time. John Hudson, everyone.
Sean Millwell Podcast. Uh-huh. I'm a previous guest, but like the quality of Sean Millwell Podcast has only gone up and up and up.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be on now. I'm excited to be on a year from now when it's even better.
Yeah. So, the quality is going up, you know, since that long podcast, everyone wants to be on the podcast now. So I guess we're doing podcasts now. You know what I'm saying?
You're the next True Jordy, man.
The True Jordy. Dude, I guess so. I mean, Chris Mackey liked it, and I guess everyone's going to start listening now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude, big Jimbo, baby, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, big. All right, so we're 1 minute in. Let's get it. First question in. So my first question is John Hudson. Oh, that's a great question. What do you think about that one, John?
So you're saying my name, but with a question.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's pretty cool, although it brings up something, which is, you may know this, but my real name is Jonathan Hudson.
Oh, wow.
John Hudson. Mm. I go by John Hudson a lot, and I've thought, like,
yeah.
I go back to being Jonathan. Should I stick with John? What do you think?
Well, I call you Big John. You know, John Hudson. You're my boy, John, you know? That's how I get everyone. That's how I get your name out. You know, my boy, John Hudson. You know, I shout you out on every Discord. I shout you out everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy, John Hudson.
You have done so much for me and my brand by, like, commenting my name on, Instagram Lives. It's huge.
Yeah, what do you think? I think your dad, like, the Chris Mackey podcast, I got a Twitter like from him, so runs in the family. You know, shout me old podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Big.
Dude, that's how you get more fans, you know? You get people to bring their moms and dads on the show.
You know, it's worldwide, internationally known, every age, everyone's welcome, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can listen to Sean Millwell Podcast if you're 5 years old, and if you're, like, 105 years old, I think.
Mm. All right, question two. What's up, John, brother? So, what is up?
That's a good question. I'm actually at my parents'.
Uh-huh.
Now in the suburbs, helping out with some things.
Nice.
But I'm doing okay. You know, it's been a tough year for so many people in the world.
Yeah.
We've all, like, gone through struggles this year of some form or another. But I'm happy to be here. And honestly, doing things like this and talking to people like you, it brightens my day. This is going to be a highlight of my day. This is a lot of fun. I'm excited to be on the Sean Millwell podcast and be able to show it to other people.
So, yeah.
A lot worse, man. I can't complain too much. How are you?
I'm good. I got my haircut today. I put a selfie on Twitter. Having a great day. You know, I took a number 3. That was pretty big. I drank some water, had some lunch, and I'm having a great day.
That's solid, man. The haircut is huge. It really can, like, you feel like you got a fresh start when you got.
I'm feeling fresh. You know, I took a little bit off the side. You know, we shaved my beard. You know, and then we're looking fresh today, you know?
There you go. You're ready to take on the world.
We're ready to take on the podcasting world, baby. We're going big. Yeah, baby. Let's go. All right. Question number 3. This is a great question. Okay. So why is your favorite band The Clash?
Oh, that is a great question. The easy answer is they're my favorite band because they're the best band of all time.
Yeah.
That's kind of recursive. I got into them in middle school because at the same time, like, my best friend got into them.
Yeah.
And my dad, he saw them back in the day in England.
Yeah.
He had all these old t-shirts from, the 70s and 80s.
Mm.
And so it was this kind of vintage thing. And you can probably relate to this too, but when you're an English kid growing up in America, you love England.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You say?
Yeah, you know me, you know. My dad's from England, came over to America, and he grew up a lot of English stuff, you know.
Yeah, so you, like, idolize it. It's this kind of other thing that is part of your identity that you're like, yeah, that's me. I like English things.
Uh-huh.
So The Clash being, like, this punk English band with so much energy for an angsty 13, 14-year-old like me, they just hit all the right buttons. And they're still my favorite band of this day, man. They rock, and you know it.
All right, I'm just going to stop recording real quick. Cool. All right. So, what are your favorite Clash songs? Because I have a few. Do you have any favorite Clash songs?
Yeah. You know, when you first get into them, you like the hits, like Should I Stay or Should I Go, Rock the Cosmo. But now that I'm older, you start to like more of the deeper cuts.
Yeah.
So some of my favorite like Clash deeper cuts, and some of these aren't even that deep, but White Man in Hammersmith Palais is just a top to bottom banger.
Yeah.
Stay Free off their album Give Enough Rope is really, really good. Complete Control, I love. Yeah. Somebody Got Murdered, I've been into a lot lately.
Yeah.
And then we'll throw in Capital Radio and Case of the West. Those are my Clash.
So some of my favorites off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure they're Clash songs, so double check me, John. Keep me in line. All right.
I got you.
Rock the Casbah. Lost in the Supermarket. London's Calling. And Guns of Brixton. What do you think?
Those are bangers, man. Guns of Brixton. Rock.
Guns of Brixton. Boom, boom, tsh, doom, boom, boom, tsh. Come on, John. Dun, dun, tsh. Yeah. Duh. Who you gonna call? And
that's the only song that the bass player, Paul Simonon, so it wasn't like a Joe Strummer, Mick Jones thing, but yeah, man, those songs are rock. Lost in the Supermarket.
All Lost in the Supermarket. Finally, let's go.
Yeah, it's a Mick Jones one, so
yeah.
Yeah, man, you've got an eclectic mix of Clash songs there. I like that.
Okay, so question number this one. Okay. So what was it like working at Kick TV, John Hudson?
Oh, man, yeah. So I love Chris's answer for this as well, Chris Mackey. But it was a dream, dude. It was absolutely the dream. And I don't think I'll ever have anything like it, especially not where I was in my career at the time. That was really my first job out of college. So like right after college, I get hired by... Okay, so coming out of college, I wanted to do three things. I either wanted to work in soccer, work in comedy, or work in video production. And Kick TV was all three of those.
Yeah.
It was the one company in the world that was all three.
And yeah,
the way I got it was, I had worked for Opta Sports, the data company, and they shared an office with Major League Soccer in New York. I had done my internship with them in England, and I was just working with them, and they were like, we got to introduce you to Kick TV. And they introduced me. They had a job they needed hiring for that Monday over at MLS.
Yeah.
And then 4 months later, they brought me on the Kick. And it was just every day you got to walk in and do something different. And especially my job, like I was hired as the editor of the mixer. So I would come in every day. And by the end of the day, I would have edited a YouTube video and it was done. So like each day was a brand new challenge.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing, funny people there. Obviously, Chris, Billy Keenly, Kuba, Jimmy, of course, Ben Camlett. Like, these guys were all just so fun to be around.
Yeah.
So creative and funny. And I truly miss it every day.
Yeah. I have a memory of you editing on the mixer. I remember you photoshopped my face on one of the things. You remember that?
I remember it exactly.
Yeah.
At some point, we were like, we got... subliminal message. We gotta trick the people into listening to Sean Millwall podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Mundo, baby. You know, Sean Millwall. That we're taking over, baby. So let's get into the next one. Stack Geek. That's just the question, straight up. Stack Geek, dude. That's how we're rolling.
Okay. So here's the Stack Geek story.
Yeah.
I was at Kick TV for like a month.
Yeah.
We were doing Kick TV live, and they knew, like Jimmy knew that I had done stats stuff, and also that I was. Performer and wanted to do more of that, so they had a guest. I think it was actually they had Heath Pierce booked, or no, it wasn't. He had come on. They had someone booked to be on Kick TV Live, and then they bailed like 2 hours before the show.
Oh, so like, you're like a last minute sub, you know?
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
Squeaky bum time.
Yeah.
Jimmy comes up to me. I remember it vividly. He like kind of takes a knee by my desk, and he's like, hey, man, we just had a guest bail. Do you think you could put together, like, a Stat Nerd, Stat Geek thing for Kick TV Live today? I'm like, dude, I'm on it. And I was, like, wearing a button-up shirt that day. I found a spare pair of glasses from somewhere. And we were like, okay, let's have Billy carry me in, and I'll just, like, list off some soccer stats. And
that
was Stat Geek. And then I was really shocked at how much people enjoyed it. And then because people... that period where I just got to, like, make a 5-minute soccer video purely in my voice once a week was just so fulfilling for me.
Awesome. Sorry, I just hit a new recording. You lost, like, 2 words, but I got everything in, so we're good.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. So, I can kind of relate to that. Making Yup, I only had, like, 10 or 15 minutes, and, you know, things that are in the moment, there's a big possibility that other people like it, so
Sean, you have to start again. You have to start again because I got the, like, you've been on social media too long notification, so it muted my Discord.
Always be on your feet, you know, always be ready to go when you're trying to live your dream, you know.
You were saying that, like, what I was talking about with being Stacky was relevant to something you had done.
So, me making Yup only had like 15 minutes to, you know, Kenny was making the beat, and then, you know, it was like a quick freestyle. I sent it to him, and a lot of people liked it. So, you know, if you're trying to chase a dream, you know, and, you know, always look at the opportunity to keep going, you know. You know, you might only get that one opportunity. Well, it might be like a last minute thing, but it can pay off a lot.
A baseball player of the Mets had a slogan, which was, don't be surprised, be ready. And yeah, it's kind of like, in soccer, you know, if you have a lot of time to finish a goal, you might get in your head and mess it up. But if it's a reaction finish, you don't even think about it. You just do it. And
yeah,
the same thing for being creative too, right? Like, if you're just in the moment and doing it, you're not even thinking about it. Mm. That's when you're at your best. And Kick TV was really that for me, because it's like, we have a day to turn this around. Just get up and go. And it's fun. It's fun when you have that.
All right. So, next question. How long have you been supporting Newcastle, John?
Another very good question. Not my entire life.
Really?
Shame. Yeah, because I was a baseball kid, man. I grew up, I loved baseball. I wanted to be a baseball player.
Really?
And be an actor in the off season.
Wow.
But unfortunately, I never got tall enough to be a baseball player.
Mm.
But so then in 2006, I went on a family trip to England.
Yeah.
It was right after the World Cup. I got really into that World Cup. I got FIFA. I just, like, fell in love with soccer. And so when I was, like, 8, my granddad got me a Newcastle kit.
Wow.
But I didn't really – I was like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? It's just soccer. But then when I started getting into it, I also really liked Michael Owen on England.
Mm.
And so between that and my family connection, I'm like, all right, Newcastle, let's go. So
yeah,
I've been supporting Newcastle for only 14 years, but it's been a lot of up and downs in that time.
Yeah. I feel like I can kind of relate to that too. Growing up, I had two goals. I wanted to be a YouTuber and a soccer player. John, I think we're the same person. We have two goals growing up, you know, supporting a team in England. You know,
British-Americans?
Yeah, like, I think,
for real, dude.
I think we might be related, bro, you know? Yeah, dude, exactly,
what?
Dude. You know, me growing up, I didn't really know what I wanted to do until fifth grade. I remember the exact moment, you know, younger, I would just, like, watch soccer, play video games, and, like, I didn't even care. You know, I was a quiet kid who, I didn't say anything. I just shrugged my shoulders, like, whatever, you know, I didn't. But I remember, like, the exact moment I was in fifth grade. I was like, okay, I'm going to be a soccer player and YouTuber, and I just kept going.
And
now I'm doing podcasting, YouTube, soccer, Twitch, multiple things, you know?
You're on the way with the YouTube, and you played in the Premier League last weekend. So, like, soccer player is done.
Yeah, dude, boom, big. You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
All right.
Those are cool goals, man.
That's good. All right. Okay, next one. So, Kick TV FC. I was a big Kick TV FC fan. You guys, you know, you won a lot of games in New York. You know, you play it at nighttime. What doesn't rain or shine, it doesn't matter. What's your thoughts on being on Kick TV FC and explain the team?
Oh man, that was so fun.
Yeah.
Everyone on the team was much better than me. I was not very good. You know, people like Mackie played in college. Like, he's a solid player. But I put in a shift. I'd work hard.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever scored any goals, but I maybe had an assist or two. I really think, though, Kick Team FC could have become what?
Hashtag, dude.
England,
yeah, the right? American hashtag. Like,
we were there in a similar form, and, like, we wanted to do things. Like, yeah, we had the Twitter account, and we we wanted to make jerseys. We wanted to get, like, Slack to sponsor our jerseys.
Yeah.
These things never materialized because, you know, everything that happened with King TV.
Mm.
But yeah, man, that Twitter handle is still around. It's still available.
Yeah, still follow you guys. Still following.
It could come back with it, you know?
Yeah.
Someone has to have a password to it. And yeah, we could maybe make it happen. But, yeah, it was really cool. It was really fun. Group of guys to play with. We had Jesse Marsh play with us one game.
Mm.
And it's the most angry I've ever seen someone get in a pickup soccer game. Because he was way better than everyone. And, like, even before, so he played for the,
yeah,
we won 2-0 because he scored and assisted a goal.
Wow.
But even before that, ball goes out for a throw-in, and he picks it, and the ref gives it to the other team. Jesse Marsh picks up the ball and starts screaming at the ref, like, are you kidding me? Like, that's a goal, man. That'll make you be serious. And, like, takes the ball and throws it 50 feet up in the air.
Wow.
And walking away. I'm like, dude, this is a pickup game. Like,
yeah.
This is men's league. It's not even that competitive, but that's the fire those professionals have, you know?
You know, me playing soccer, I never really got mad. And, you know, when my teammates would get into it, I would just tell them, you know what, you're probably never going to see these people ever again, so just don't worry about it.
that's the way to go, dude. And Luke Moore from the Football Ramble has a phrase, which he goes, fire in the belly, head in the freezer, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, you got to stay cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was like, no, that's my main thing. Hey, you never going to see these people ever again, it's just, you know.
Yeah, calm, relax.
Calm, yeah. All right, next one. So this is we're going a little off the soccer trail over here.
Get in there, man. Get in there.
Favorite anime.
Whoa, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Favorite anime, that's hard. I haven't watched a ton. I feel like there was something semi-recently. I don't think so. No, I guess I watched Avatar. That one's a classic, obviously.
Yeah.
I guess the last anime I watched maybe all the way through, I watched like maybe 9 years ago. And have you ever seen Sword Art Online?
Yeah, I heard about it. Is it good?
It's dumb. It's like a video game world.
Yeah.
Bad guy traps everyone in there.
Oh, no.
Die in real life.
Mm.
But I love it because, you know, the hero is like a classic kind of like serious anime guy.
Yeah.
But his best friend is like a goofy American called Clyde.
Mm.
And whenever he does something dumb, the main guy would be like, oh, Klein. And I like that. But it was a really dumb and bad anime, but it's the last one I watched.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think I can help you out with this one. I remember texting you, you watched One Punch Man, so I just...
Oh, that's the one!
Yeah.
Yes, that was the one I was searching for. I watched that like a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah. I remember texting you about it. I started watching it, and then you're like, hey, I watched that. I was like, hey, what's up?
Soccer thing, one kick, man, and every kick's a goal. So
off the top of my head, my favorite animes, okay, let's go. Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, My Hero Academia, let's see here, Hunter x Hunter, One Punch Man, and let's throw One Piece in there.
Nice. Those are all classics that I've heard of. The one I wanted to watch for a while is Evangelion.
Mm.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Mm.
People say amazing things about that, so I want to get into that one.
Yeah, awesome. You know, just some guys talking about anime, you know, that's how we do it.
just lads online talking about anime.
Exactly, dude. What's your favorite video game? We're going this one, too.
Okay, so that's another good question. I took a big gaming break for a while where I didn't really play stuff. They got PlayStation 4 about 2 years ago, and since then I've played Apex Legends just, like, all the time.
Mm.
It's a really bad habit, but I love it. Just like it's really a rush, but growing up, I played a lot, you know, like baseball video games.
Yeah,
my first soccer video game actually that got me really into it was the 2006 FIFA World Cup game.
Really?
And I remember I won the World Cup with Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, nice!
Like then Dwight York and Stern John up top.
Mm.
Good times.
Awesome. This is my favorite. Some of my favorite video games. I grew up just playing Game Boy games like Pokemon, and then
what was your first Pokemon?
Pokemon Ruby.
Whoa, so mine was like the version. And I, like, cried so hard for my dad to get me it. And he was, like, he was taking me to go get Blue Version and Game Boy. And he was like, if you don't stop crying, I'm not going to get it for you. I shut up right away.
Yeah, awesome. My first FIFA game was FIFA 2 on PlayStation 2.
Wow, so you were even way before me.
I guess so. I mean, yeah.
Well, you've been a football fan for life.
Yeah, so some of my other favorite PS2 games were Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City. So I was that young kid playing Grand Theft Auto games.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, that was not loud. Yeah. Even at a friend's house to play those.
Yeah.
I got Santa.
All the Grand Theft Auto games. I liked the Kingdom Hearts series. Those games were good. You know, those are, like, good single-player games. What else? There's a lot of Pokemon games and, you know, just chilling out, you know? That's how we... And, like, some Mario games and you're good, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. Those are the classics. Yeah. I guess my go-to answer for favorite video game for a while has been Mass Effect 2.
Mm.
I played that in college. That one, just top to bottom, was just so fun and deep.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's get to the next one, John. Okay, so this is a really good, this is a great question. Buckle your shoe. Buckle your shoe, baby. What do you think?
Backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man, buckle your shoe, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, buckle your shoe. I guess my question for you on that is, when did you start saying buckle my shoe?
Probably during the Kick TV times, you know, in eighth grade, I would used to tell a lot of jokes and stuff. And then that you just like talking to you guys and talking to my classmates, I think it just kind of morphed into like super comedy, like online and real life people, you know?
Yeah. That's how things work, right? Like, yeah. It just kind of evolved naturally and you can't force it.
Yeah. You know, if you can make people online laugh and people... you know, close to you laugh, I think you're doing something right, you know?
That's the dream, dude. You're great at
it. Thanks, man. You know, it's a real honor. You know, you're a comedian, you know, and you telling me that I'm a very funny person, that's an honor, you know? It's awesome.
Man, I'm happy to hear that. And
yeah.
I say this with complete honesty, like, that is truly how I feel, and I'm excited to see your voice evolve, but, like, stay true to yourself, which I think you are really, really good at, and I really admire about you, is you have a very clear sense of what you find funny and what you enjoy,
yeah.
And you're going to stick to that no matter what, which is what you have to do.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end, it's just you and you, you know, when you're a lone wolf, you got to stick to yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't let the other wolves do it for you.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused with the wolf part, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a phrase I like to say. You know, there's no animals involved. You know, just like being by yourself. You know.
Yeah, humans only.
Yeah, exactly, mundo, baby. All right, let's get to the next one. So let's talk about Football Manager. So, what's your thoughts on that game? And I've been seeing you on Twitch. I downloaded Football Manager 20. And what is your how are you playing that game? And what do you find so fun about it? And playing it for 10 years.
So, part of the trouble is my computer is not good enough to run FM20 well, so it's kind of frustrating. This is to wait a long time.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, like, this Football Manager that I've been playing since 2011, I'm so emotionally attached to it that if I try and play another Football Manager, I'm like, I don't really care about this one. You know?
Yeah.
It's really this old one that I'm, like, so invested in and feel like these players are my sons. Like, I have a jersey. The name of the regen player who became my captain.
The green jersey, right?
Yeah. So it makes it hard to like really get into Football Managers, but
yeah.
It's a fun game. I'm just not very good at it, you know, like I'm not the sack geek anymore. I'm not as knowledgeable about soccer as I used to be. I think with FM21 I'm gonna get it and try and make Newcastle good.
Yeah.
I want to do it on Twitch, but well, I need to like build a PC, so
yeah.
It's a few steps.
You know, just download a soccer app and you're back in it, you know? You know, soccer is always with you, it never leaves you, brother, you know?
That's true, and you can come away from soccer and go right back to it.
Yeah, you know, it's always there for you, brother, you know?
Yeah, you're still going to have Jose Mourinho running after Eric Dier when he's taking a speed and building. Yeah.
See that post I sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, yep. or like, you know, remember I saying that photo Spencer Owen with like with the eyeballs.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's a good one. Yeah. So it's not a question, but I thought about it. Sick Kit Friday. So what would your experience like Sick Kit Friday at KickTV wearing a soccer kit to work?
That was fun, and it was really like you really want to win Sick Kit Friday. Just
yeah.
Like save your best kit
yeah.
for a week where you like really, really sick kits.
Yeah.
So we like line up in a row, people walk by and then like choose a winner of like who had the sickest kit, and we'd all vote.
Mm.
And it was stressful, man. It was really high stress.
Yeah.
But I think if we had it today, if I went back, I'd rock the Millwall kit I got.
Oh yeah, dude, I saw you. Remember we went to England? You scored that goal and you did the heart thing with your the Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I was at school when you guys FaceTimed me. You guys were at Millwall. You remember that?
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Dude, so I gotta be perfectly honest with you, because I think it's a very funny story, and I think it says a lot about what games we became. But we were doing all that stuff, and, like, obviously highlighting fans like you.
Yeah.
It's such a big part of, you know, making content like that.
Mm.
And we were doing that, and one of the, like, new bosses from Copa 90.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, I heard this, like, from someone else. They didn't even tell us directly. They were like, you can't, like, shout out Sean Millwall.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Like, that was, like, a month before I got let go from the company anyway. But at that time, I'm like, this is dumb, man. This is over. Like, if you're not gonna cater to your fans, then what are you even doing?
Yeah, because, so,
yeah.
Oh, so that kind of... What you said about that kind of linked two and two together. I remember when KickTV unfollowed me. I think that's when you guys left. And I tried texting them, and they didn't know who I was. You know.
What? That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
So much of how that all went down is just such a bummer.
Yeah.
But like the fact that like what really bugged me is that Jimmy never got a chance to like say goodbye to the fans, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was never a like thank you for being here.
Yeah.
They just totally took that for granted, and that's why they're a failed company.
Yeah,
you know
what really shocked me? When on the True Jordy podcast, remember that came out when he said KickTV, he had no send-off. I was like, what? You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I really respected Jimmy for speaking about that.
Probably. Yeah, Jimmy the GOAT.
But he really is, and I'm so grateful for his mentorship. And, like, again, the fact that he went to a kid right out of college and was like, yo, can you be sacked? Right now.
Yeah.
And then it became this thing that, like, people come up to me at soccer games and are like, yo, are you Sacky? And it blows my mind. Like, dude, even a year ago in Brooklyn, I was walking down the street and some guy was like, dude, are you Sacky? I haven't done that in 5 years.
Yeah.
So the fact that you encouraged us up was really, really cool. But, yeah, I think ultimately what the people who took over KickTV didn't understand is that KickTV was built by the fans.
Yeah.
And if you put two fingers up at the fans, then you're screwed.
That's like, that's like the soccer games going on right now. You know, a lot of pro soccer players like, yo, it's nothing without the fans. It's like playing without the fans, you know? A lot of soccer pro players like the fans, you know? Without the fans, you're nothing, you know?
For real, it gives you energy.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're a part of something bigger, and like, ultimately, as much as people in executive positions want to think making content is about just making money and extracting wealth from people, it's about building connections. And like the fact that you and I are talking on a podcast now is a testament to the power of something like KickTV.
Yeah, you can see strong bonds from soccer and friendship. Amen, brother.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Plaque.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a really long question. I just typed it out. Do you think I can be a pro soccer player who freestyles and podcasts and uploads YouTube videos?
Okay. Well, look, I'm not going to just say no, because that would be a crappy answer.
Yeah.
What I will say is it would take a lot of work, I think. You know, we see players getting their first team debut at 17.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if a player gets his first team debut at 22, you're like, damn, that guy's old.
Yeah.
Being from my own personal situation, Yeah. I do fencing, right?
Yeah.
And my goal with fencing, I'm not trying to go to the Olympics. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to go win a veteran World Cup when I'm 70.
Yeah.
You know, they have a 70 and over World Cup tournament for fencing. I'm like, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So being a professional soccer player, a professional athlete, can be on your own terms. If you have, like, if you want to be the best men's league player in California or, like, county, that's an attainable goal, and you can do that. And so the professional soccer side is a little bit harder. You might need to train a lot. But as far as being a podcaster or YouTuber, like, you don't need me to tell you that you can do that profession because you're already on the way. And, like, especially the growth you've shown in this last year where students, like, and you see the number yourself on your YouTube, right? Like, you're doing the right, you've got a great attitude, and I think that's going to take you a really long way.
Yeah. So I had a new recording, so I hope that went through, brother. You know, we're going big. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. You know, I'll tell you if something goes wrong. You know, I'll call you backwards up the hill, you know?
Yeah, you need me to keep your quote.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this is a legendary bet. So the Millwall sock bet, dude. John, you know this one? Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? So if Millwall goes to the Premier League or win the Champions League, John has to eat a sock. So, John, what would you like to What are your thoughts?
No, you're sneaking one in there.
Yeah,
I did not say I'll leave my sock if Millwall go to the Premier League. I did not say that. If they win the Champions League, I won't leave my socks.
Yeah.
If they go to the Premier League, I'll do something else. We'll figure something else
soon. All right.
But the socks is only for the Champions League.
All right. So, yeah, that's a great bet. That's a highlight. We sang in our song together on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Dude, that's a smash. The Champions League smash hit, you know?
I'll post that for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're on the music section. So, when's your next song with Sean Taylor, John? People need to know.
Whoa, that is completely up to you.
I
think we need to find the right inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I thought the Champions League anthem was a cool premise.
Yeah.
And then we just need to go big for the next one. So, I think a good idea is let's do a song before the end of 2020.
Oh, yeah, the 2020, the big one. 1-2 with John Hudson. Freestyle and sideways, you know? Big?
There we go. Big time. Big time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Man. So, John, so we're it's a skill that Sean Taylor can do. Can you freestyle?
I don't want to say I can because I'm very good at it. That said, I've done improv and stuff, and I'm like, okay, off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But when it's like in a rap context, I feel a little uncomfortable being like, I can. But, you know, as Jamie Vardy said, I can chat shit, get banged, as anyone can. So
yeah.
I would never say I'm a freestyler, neither for rapping or soccer, but I could make some words up and not, like, freak out, you know? But I'm not as good as you. Absolutely not.
Yeah. This is something that's on my head. Has my songs inspired you to freestyle or anything?
I would say they've inspired me, but not to freestyle.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I hear your songs, and it doesn't make me go, like, damn, I want to do that. But it does make me go, like, wow, Sean is putting stuff out, and I should be putting stuff out too, but probably not freestyle raps.
All right, so this is a great question. Favorite Sean Taylor song? Yup. So what do you think about that one, John?
Sean, you answer the question. Yup is a clear standout. Like, Bluefort Freestyle is obviously good. Freestyle, very solid. The one we did was very fun, but, like, Yup having the Fruit on Valley with Kenny Beats mixing it is going to make a big difference. But you say amazing things on it. And, like, I've sent it to friends and been like, dude, you have to listen to Yup. It is really, really.
Yeah, John, can you tell one story about your friend playing Yup at a wedding?
Wait.
Yeah, the thing.
When did my friend play Yup at the wedding?
He texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or she like played it, and it was accidentally on the Bluetooth. This is my friend Chelsea, who actually grew up next to Christian Pulisic.
Oh yeah. That person, she texted me like, hey, I know that guy. I was like, oh yeah, cool.
Yeah. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, her, like, either her friend or her, like, new family member was like, what this. Turn this off. Which is offensive to me, because, like, if you listen to the song, it's good.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah.
Maybe if you're not expecting it, you might be a little surprised.
Yeah, you know, that song, Yup, is 3 months or three or four months in quarantine, going hard. You know, and just going in on writing bars and working hard and, you know, this success, you know?
Yeah. I really like what you were saying to Chris Mackey about how you just, like, write bars constantly in the chat. And
yeah.
So your wrist would get sore.
Yeah, it's true.
That's
like,
the hard work that it takes.
I don't know. I was like, is that good for me? I was like, I don't know. We'll get it again, you know?
Sean, it's definitely not good for you.
Okay.
Swollen from typing.
Yeah.
But maybe get, like,
yeah, I kind of chilled out on the super typing because, you know, my arms were like, they were hurting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, like, you type that much and then your arms, they'll stop hurting, you know? So,
yeah, but, you know.
You're building a muscle.
Yeah, but, you know, I was really bad at typing, so, like, now I think I'm pretty quick, you know?
You're in the zone. You can freestyle type, you can do, it's all skills.
Yeah, so, this is a Twitch question. How's streaming? I'm almost an affiliate, and you get tired after streaming. So sometimes I get tired after streaming, like in the middle of the day. But, you know, I've been doing a lot of night streams. I feel okay. So do you feel tired after streaming, and how's streaming on Twitch?
Yeah, I would say so. It's been an interesting thing for me. I've really enjoyed it when I've done it. I think my next step is doing it more consistently. Mm. So I got to affiliate, and that was really cool. And now that I've kind of been back and forth between my apartment and the city, I haven't been on a regular schedule, so I think the next step is, like, saying, okay, I'm going to stream Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 8 weeks and see how it goes, and the other part of it, though, is that my computer kind of sucks, and if I want to, like, stream more games than a 10-year-old edition Football Manager,
yeah,
I need to upgrade my computer, which is an expense, so I'm feeling it out, but I'm hoping so I can get back on a regular schedule with it, because I do really like it. It's
yeah.
a cool way to interact with people. I really like, especially this game I'm playing, this 10-year-old edition of Football Manager. It's really nice for me to be able to share that with people, because
yeah.
it's something I feel really emotionally connected to, and I guess to do these dumb videos where, like, pretend I'm an old guy, and that part of it is really creatively fun for me. But it's tiring, you know, you're sitting there, and unless you're in a really comfortable chair, you're going to get sore.
Yeah.
And then by the time, I'd start streaming at 8, and I'd be done by 10 p.m.,
yeah.
and I hadn't eaten dinner yet, and then I'm like, oh man, this sucks.
Yeah, so, yeah, I either stream from my phone standing up while holding my phone, or stream with my laptop sitting at my kitchen table, so, you know what I'm saying?
What games are you playing? I've never been able to catch up to your stream.
Dude, you know, sometimes, you know, I stream from my phone and freestyle, or say, what's up, everyone, or I go on GarageBand, on my Mac, and we make some beats, you know, like Kenny does on
nice.
His live
That's
stream.
Awesome, man. Do you do those, like, right after Kenny beats streams, so, like, when he's done, you can be like, yo, come watch me now?
Sometimes do before, but when he's streaming, because, like, a lot of people watch, his stream, so he's probably not the best while he's streaming, you know? To get
you have to do it like after.
After or before, like a lot of people who stream in the Discord, hey, you know, Kenny's gonna stream soon, so we'll get off. And today's Friday, so he makes like Blazercore music on Friday. That's like taking beats he makes that are kind of like groovy, or kind of he makes them from scratch and he puts them over like popular songs, you know.
Oh, cool. That's really cool.
So I hope Sean Taylor gets on Blazercore. You know, that'd be fun.
I think everyone, I don't know that community well, but I feel like you kind of showed what you're made of with Yup, and there's going to be more opportunities for you to, like, make songs with that community.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got a few more songs in the works. You know, I've been, there's a lot of Sean Taylor music coming your way, John. Don't worry about that. You know, we're working hard, brother. All right, so next.
Go ahead. Yeah,
okay, so next question. Remember the first time FaceTiming Sean Taylor? And how was he like on the FaceTime?
Out at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And being with friends who don't know who Sean Taylor is, and be like, yo, we gotta cuff Sean.
Yeah.
We gotta hit him with the cuff.
Yeah.
Because for a while, the number one Sean Taylor move was to hit him with that cuff.
It still is, John. You know, we still cuff it.
It still is. Yeah. It still is. The thumb and the finger on the chain
uh-huh.
is the classic move. So
the cuff, baby.
I remember the first time Was it like in the office at KTV?
I have two screenshots. Hold on, let me just. So the screenshots. I remember one. I was on the toilet and you FaceTimed me, and another one. There's three. I was in class with music. I was in music class, and you guys FaceTimed me. And I remember you on a night out. You FaceTimed me. I was like sitting down, and then it was at nighttime, and then you guys were in a cab with your friends, and you FaceTimed me. Those are.
Yeah. That's good times. And I hope in the future, you know, once COVID is over and I'm out in a cab with my friends again, I can hit you with a cuff call in at like 12 a.m. again, because it's always fun. It's just like, because even people who don't know it, you're like, you see someone on FaceTime giving you the cuff, and you're cuffing back, and you're like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, the cuff. So do you remember when I found your phone number? And because you texted me today, I was like, is that you, John? So do you remember when I got your phone number? Like, who is this?
Yeah, I do. I remember, I think Fabio gave you my number.
Yeah.
Separate.
Yeah.
But man, now I know you. You can text me anytime. Like I know you're legit. So I apologize. I was a little.
That's all good. Yeah. That's all good, John. We're putting my iPad on charge. Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. No. Keep going. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about my emoji that I sent you? The Sean Taylor cuff and the giraffe head exploding. What do you think about that? Yeah.
Obviously, the cuff is a classic. The giraffe head exploding is something new.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I'm excited to see you expand to a new medium like emojis.
Yeah.
But it's just another form of the cuff.
Yeah. So meeting Sean Taylor. That's the question. Remember when we met on that day,
Sean,
on the soccer field? Do you remember that?
How could I forget?
Yeah.
We had known each other for a few years at that point, but like. You never know if someone's going to be like they are on the internet,
you know,
whether that's like on a dating app or whatever.
Yeah. John, you there?
Yeah, hello.
Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
You're good.
Okay, we're good. So, you never know who you're going to meet, and then you show up, and you did not disappoint. You were just like hitting with. You were the first people to greet us when we got out of the car.
Yeah.
And I remember your mom had driven you there like 2 hours
early. Early.
So you were just waiting.
Yeah.
Your mom was so nice. You were so sweet.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, they wanted to see you guys. And, I was just blown away by like your energy and your attitude. And you did something that I still tell people to this day whenever, I'll like post about you because I think your stuff is really good.
Yeah.
And people will be like, what's Sean Millwall like?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, here's Sean Millwall for you. We're playing in a pickup soccer game and it's nil-nil.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, we're playing 5-minute games. And I was playing like in midfield and you were a center back.
Yeah.
And you get the ball and everyone on our team's like, Sean, pass me the ball, Sean. And you like look around, you take a touch, and then you hoof it to the corner. Sean, what are you doing? Like, we have possession. There's 1 minute left. And you're like, mate, play for the draw.
Yeah, remember I smashed it out the field, man? That was a big kick. Because, you know,
so funny.
Because a lot of people know me playing soccer. I have a really big kick and I have a really big throw-in. So I wanted to show you guys, like, how far I can kick it. I just blew that ball, man, to outer space, you know?
Massive kick. But all the other kids who showed up to play a pickup game with us were so pissed off.
Yeah.
They were like, pass us the ball. You're like, no. Let's get the point.
Yeah.
we're about to secure the point.
Yeah, dude, that was big, big plays, you know? Yeah.
That was awesome, dude.
Yeah, you know.
It was a pleasure to meet you, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Yeah, because, you know, I scored 2 goals from midfield in 5th grade, you know, I can shoot from long, you know, I got the big boot, you know, I grew up kicking the ball with my toe, and then during high school in 8th grade, it moved over to the inside of my foot, you know, I'm always working on those long shots, you know what I'm saying?
That's evolution, man. You got those big legs from all the cycling.
Yeah, all the bike riding, you know, playing soccer, you know, free, you know, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's your one day your kick will be the most powerful kick in the world.
Exactly. All right, let me hit a new one. All right, record. All right, recording. All right, let's go. So, this question. So what was it like playing on the same team as Sean Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to my last answer that you played for the draw in a 5 pickup game, which I think is really respectable. But you just bring energy on the pitch. You're talking, you're making jokes, you're just making jokes the whole time. And at these pickup games, you got a lot of kids who show up and they're like, you know, serious soccer kids.
Yeah.
Which I find kind of annoying because it's like, come on, this is just a fun, dumb thing.
Yeah.
Stop pretending like this is the Champions League final. Mm-hmm. And you just brought the best vibes. Like, it was so fun to play with you, and just like, your on the pitch banter was top notch.
Yeah. Do you remember when I bring two pairs of cleats and I asked you which ones I should wear? Do you remember that? And then we did the boot review. Do you remember that? Because my dad's always like, bring an extra pair of boots because you don't know when it's gonna happen. You know.
You never know. Which is the best one for kicking? Like, you gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
But again, Sean, I am astonished and impressed by your memory for things like this. And
yeah.
It is nice to hear that you remember these little anecdotes.
I have a few more memories. I'm just trying, but we'll forget them out. Do you remember when we had halftime and then I was freestyling to you? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Dude, I was like, yeah, look at, check out this music. It's grime music. And I was like, I was freestyling. Remember that? That's like my early days, like freestyling, you know?
Yeah. And look at you now. Like,
yeah.
You start freestyling at a Jimmy Conrad pickup.
Yeah. So,
a few years later, you drop. Yep.
Do you remember it was really hot that day and we had another game to play and then you were on the bench?
So
I was like,
hot.
Dude, I was like, John, let's go. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you antagonizing me.
And I think my mom was sitting on that bench. And I was like, dude, let's go.
Get off the bench with my mom. Come on, go play soccer.
Yeah.
I was sweaty, man. I was overheated.
Yeah, dude, that's a California weather, baby. Better. You gotta keep playing, you know?
I wasn't used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you remember when we played against Jimmy Conrad? Do you remember that? Me and you on the team versus Jimbo, dude. You know, playing against Jimmy. Playing against Jimmy made me rethink, you know, like, wow, this is next level soccer. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa. And I never experienced this before because, you know, I grew up playing with kids, like regular people, like, you know, not pros. And, you know, I had a new respect for, like, retired soccer players, you know?
Seriously, man. It's just a whole different level. And I think even when you play with people who just played in, like, college, the level of ability is so much higher. And what's blown me away whenever I play with Jimmy or the one time I played with Jesse Marsh is you'll be running, and the way they pass the ball is, like, it goes right to your feet every time.
Yeah.
It really, yeah, like you said, it makes you appreciate the level that they played at. And for Jimmy, you know, he played in a World Cup. It's the highest level you can get.
So, speaking of Jimmy, you know, I use a lot of his techniques. You know, defending, I made my high school soccer team by doing the 1-2 defending. Like, I learned that from Jimmy. I didn't think about defending.
1-2 buckle my shoe.
Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, 1-2 buckle, you know, like, one defender goes forward and one stays back. I didn't know about that. Like, he taught me that. I think that was, like, next level. And, you know, just passing the ball, you know, having one foot on the floor. And so you can direct your passes. I think that helped me a lot. Shout out, Jimmy.
He knows his stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's really good. He's a great coach, whether that's for soccer or for just, like, general advice. He can really distribute things very well. And, he'll make you a better soccer player.
Jimmy's the coach of the team in San Francisco, you know, that I know. You know, it's pretty close to me. You think I got a shot, John? You think I got a shot?
Honestly, I think you can.
Yeah.
If you put in the effort, you know?
Yeah.
If you wake up every morning and you go...
And buckle my shoe,
garage,
you know? Yeah. It's soccer in the garage, you know, buckle your shoe backwards, you know, freestyling, you know, vlogs, you know what I'm saying?
Those are all the things it takes to be a soccer player, and I think you can do it.
So, I have a great one. Your first impression of me and now your impression of me.
Yeah. So, I don't remember, like, first moment I knew of you. I think for a while we knew you were like the 10 out of 10 guy.
Yeah.
And I think, because, yeah, you would like follow Wizzy a lot.
Yeah.
We always wait on the YouTube videos, like, did Sean Millwall come in 10 out of 10?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then the first moment that, like, you really kind of burned yourself into our conscious was, it was the good weekend, bad weekend.
Oh, you're good. We're good. Let's go. Let's go. Talk about the bad weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, the first, like, Shaw Millwall moment was the bad weekend, good weekend, turn video.
Where
you're facing away from the camera in your, like, room with a bunk bed. I remember this video so clearly.
Yeah.
And, like, you turn around and you're like, bad weekend. And you start doing some noises and you're, like, poking your hands at the camera.
Yeah.
And that was, like, we didn't know who you were. We just knew you was 10 out of 10 guy.
Yeah.
And that was a moment where it was, like, stop everything in the office. Come look at this.
Yeah.
Like, Sean Millwall sent in a video.
Yeah.
The entire office shut down for 10 minutes to watch it, and then we were all cracking up.
Yeah.
Because it was just so funny. Just, like, you know, all these kids sent in their video of, like, good weekend. My team scored 2 goals against this, and you sent in, like, good weekend, bad weekend. And we were all dying. So from that moment on, you were the guy.
But, yeah.
Like, you know, you were a kid. You were what, like 15?
I was 14. I was 14. Still, freshman in high school.
Wow. So yeah, you were a young kid. You were still evolving.
Yeah.
But now you're an adult. You're here, and I've been able to watch you grow from being a slut to someone who makes stuff and increasingly makes stuff that's like really genuinely good and stuff that everyone should see.
Yeah.
I think. So I'm really proud of you, honestly, to see you grow from being just like, you know, our young fan who was super out there in a way that we really found funny and respected, to someone who is like, you're doing it, and you're taking all the tools you had that we saw in you growing up, and you're applying them. It's just awesome to see.
So yeah, John, so fun fact, I'm actually recording, I saw this bunk bed, I'm actually on it right now, recording.
What?
And the door over there is still there. And yeah, I'm recording on the not the same iPad, but I'm recording using an iPad. The first iPad that I used, I dropped it before school started one day and it cracked.
Oh no, dude.
And my mom's like, what the heck?
What did you do?
I was like,
take that old video and like mix a beat around it.
Oh, John, do you want me at the end of the year, do you want me to do a remake of that video and we can send it?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, do you want to put on the Sean Millwall channel?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, do the Sean Millwall channel. That was like my startup.
Version of the video.
Yeah.
As well.
Alright. Yeah, no, it's still on there. It's still on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the throwback.
Yeah, dude, that was hilarious. So what are your impressions of me now? Did you answer that one yet? Or?
I guess so, but yeah, like, again, I'm just genuinely blown away by your creative voice.
Yeah.
And, I'm just so excited to see what you can do with it and to see the growth of you from this kid we used to know into someone who is making stuff and is confident about it is it's inspiring and rewarding to see the hard work you put in.
Awesome. So I have this another question. Sean Taylor and John Hudson Twitch stream collab and YouTube collab? Question mark?
Yeah. Great question. And I appreciate the question mark at the end. Made me know it's a question. But, dude, I would love to. I want to start doing more YouTube stuff because I feel like I've got good connections, I guess, where I can make something and then it can get out there. But Twitch as well, like, my goal with the Football Manager series is I want to have a guest on every time I play.
Yeah.
And I did that with my friend Alan a little bit. He's really funny, Alan Johnson. But I would love to get you on that as well. I just need a good enough computer to have, like, video chat.
Yeah.
But yes, anytime, like you need anything and I can shoot something for you or come on your Twitch channel if you ever need it, like truly just let me know.
Yeah, John, I got it. I have an alarm. So collabing on YouTube and, you know, Twitch collab, I think it'd be really cool because, you know, you can see, I used to send you guys videos and it'd be awesome if we can, like, do a collab, you know.
Yeah, I'm down and I think maybe we should talk about the specifics of what that would look like.
Yeah, so I think that'd be awesome. Okay, I forgot to write this question in, but do you have any questions for me?
Of course I do, Sean. I listen to Mackie's podcast, so I know the format.
Yeah, that's how I got that one in there. I forgot to write that down, but yeah.
So, first question is, and this is both for people who are listening to this, I kind of know already.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me again, who is Colin Cuff?
Yeah.
And does he know that all these people know his name and say it all the time?
Well, I know Colin Cuff. We went to see, we came to my school in sixth grade. He was kind of like, he was kind of like an outcast kid that no one really liked, and I kind of brought him into my friend group. You know, he was kind of out there, and no one really he was kind of like the kid everyone stayed away from, and he was just a legend. You know, Colin Cuff. I used to say his name a lot. You know, I think when you say something a lot, it becomes in people's minds. You know, we say like something, and people are like, because one of my jokes used to be like fizzy water, and then my math teacher's like, stop saying fizzy water. So like, I think, so just saying stuff like that really sticks with people. And
yeah,
I went to high school with Colin Cuff my freshman year. We were in the marching band together. We hang out, and then I have a funny, really funny story, Colin Cuff. We were, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell this, but we were at an old people house. You know where the old people are. His grandma was there. We were doing it was kind of out of order for me. I was like, Colin Cuff, do a speech. Colin Cuff, do a speech in front of the old people house. And I think he did. I can't remember, but I was like, Colin, do a speech. Colin Cuff, let's go, Colin. Bro.
Wow.
And then I remember we had a Spanish project we had to do together, and then I went to his house, and then that's, you know, the keyboard videos. Remember that one? Him, Colin Cuff, playing the keyboard.
Yeah, I think so.
He had no Wi-Fi at his house. And I was like, dude, what? And, oh my god, he's a legend. And then he dropped. And then freshman year of high school, he dropped out. And then a few years, we just kept, kept his name going, and you know, me and my classmates are like, hey, where's Colin Cuff now? And I try to Instagram, Facebook, I try to reach out to him every time. Hey, let's do a podcast. A lot of people know you in New York. Hey, you know, so I haven't heard from him since freshman year of high school.
Yeah,
I hope he's still okay, because I think that'd be a goat episode to get the Cuffster.
Oh my god, if you had the Cuffster on the video. But yeah, it's cool how, like, from Colin Cuff, you have Cuffster, you have Cuff Commons. Like, so it's this kind of mythology that is really awesome and funny. Okay, question number two.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite StatGeek video?
My favorite StatGeek video probably has to be the one with Billy Keenly and you rip the guy's heart out. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's a legendary one, bro.
We ripped his neck out. But that one's cool. It got to a point with the StatGeek videos where I'm like, what can I get away with?
Yeah.
And I bought fake blood, and I just tried to use fake blood for as many soccer videos as I could, but... Yeah, man, that was cool. That was a good time.
Yeah, so how was that break room like? Was there like a lot of shenanigans going there?
Oh, yeah. We would have, when Slack had first come out as like a workplace app, we'd have like Slack hangs in there.
Yeah.
We'd go in and just be like, tell each other stories. Kind of like Sean Taylor raps and just be like, yeah, so I had lunch today.
Yeah.
I went to Panera Bread. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I remember like you guys like, about Slack and all stuff, I was like, I don't even have a job. What are you guys talking about? I remember used to think about it. I was like, what does this even mean, you know?
I'm in high school. What is that?
Yeah, what is even, you know?
still around. But, yeah, that was a good time. But, yeah, that's probably my favorite cold open that we did, too. So I think it's a good pick from you.
Yeah.
Okay, question number three.
Yeah, hold on. We're on four. I just want to... Okay, we're good. Let's go. So we're going to do another question from John Hudson. Let's go.
Yeah. What? Do you ever want to go live in England full time, and if so, where would you go live?
I don't know. When I was younger, I really wanted to be in England, but I think I kind of like, because I feel like I didn't fit in back then. But now I have a lot of a lot of friends here, and I kind of found myself here. I don't mind living here, but you know, if I get an opportunity maybe to live in England, maybe London, I don't know. Because it's so expensive in London, but you know,
it is, yeah.
I don't know, man. What would you think, a guy with no money and a legend, you know, a YouTube channel should live in England?
Yeah, no money but legend. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I don't know. Yeah, I think London is a really expensive city. It's really fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool places in England. I used to really want to live there, but more recently I'm like, there's just so many nice opportunities in New York. And I really like being here. And it's closer to most of my family. Like, I have a lot of family there, but my parents are near New York, so it's nice to be around for that and be able to help them.
Because, when I was in 8th grade, I really, I was, like, England to the max, you know? Like, I remember I went to a school where I had to wear a uniform, and then I bought an England sweater, and I literally wore it on my uniform, dude. You know?
Oh, you're like, three lines on the shirt.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm happy where I am right now because as I got older, stuff costs money, and I'm okay where I'm at now. I don't mind living here. Yeah, you know?
I'm glad to hear it, man. Yeah. Yeah, I think being able to do what you're doing now and really focus on your creative side is such a smart move at your age. Like, you don't have to worry about having a family to support and taking a job you don't really like just to make cash.
And
you can just, like, create, and see where that goes. And I think it's been working for you.
Yeah, because I think I got a lot of family here. And then I think, like, the one of the worst things that could probably go wrong is you being alone and in a different country, you know? So, like, I really value people around me, you know, because, like, you know, going from high school to college, you're kind of, like, you're solo, and you're kind of, like, you're facing the real world, and I think being around people is really important, you know?
Yeah, having that family support and love, like, especially, you know, during COVID and whatever, it makes a big difference for how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay, another question for you.
But if I were to go to England, I would, like, max out on hashtag United, the kickoff, like, everything. I'll be like, let's go, you know?
You'd be blown up, man. And truly, if you ever go over there, and even if you're over there just for vacation, if there's anyone I could ever put you in touch with, like, happy to do it because people will love you over there.
Yeah, I think next time in England, I want to hit up Chris Mackey, maybe kickoff, boom, kickoff to maybe, you know, the new guys, you know, like Willany, and if I can get in there and I can just be, like, I can be, like, a super, like, super YouTuber, you know?
Yeah, super sub YouTuber. Just do some vlogs and come back to America. Everyone over there will love you. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have another question for me, John Hudson, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are your three favorite soccer players of all time?
So, let's see here. So I like Ibrahimovic. You know, I used to, you know, when he scored the goal against England, I didn't really like him, but, you remember that?
It was a friendly, though.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, oh, who's this guy? You know, but I read his book. But, you know, I heard, like, he didn't write that book. So I was like, okay. and then I really like watching that. It's like a YouTube video about Ibrahimovic doing skill moves and stuff. That's one of my favorite YouTube videos of all time. So I really like Ibra. Do a podcast. You know, probably. And then let's see here. Who else would I pick? Let's see here. Probably let's pick a Millwall player.
You're gonna go Steve Larson?
No, dude. Let's go Aiden O'Brien. Remember the kickoff? I mean, our pickup game. Everyone's asking what's your favorite player, and I said Aiden O'Brien from Millwall. Do you remember that?
Yeah. They couldn't handle the
Millwall. Yeah, and then I'm going all English. Bobby Charlton, mate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So someone you've never seen play.
Yeah, you know, but. Yeah, my dad, you know, proper player, Bobby Cholin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, some deep cuts, but yeah, those are nice players.
Yeah.
I'd say mine, Hatem Ben Arfa, I love that dude, he's the man. Right now, Alan St. Maximin, I love
him. Yeah, St. Maximin, that Gucci headband, baby, you know how we do it.
Yeah. And Alexander Mitrovic, he's just insane.
Awesome.
Those are just off the top of my head, there's probably some others, but...
Awesome. All right, John, do you have another question for me, brother, off the top of your head?
I do.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Yeah, this is the last one I've prepared.
All right, awesome.
Sean, I want you to give me advice on my career. Like, what do you think I should do next to get to the next level in my career?
Yeah.
And what do you think, like, creatively is my strong suit and what I should pursue? Like, what should I put my time and energy into now and how should I do it?
I think you should stick with comedy. Twitch is really good. You know, if you go big on Twitch, you can probably... work with Jimmy, and you know you're doing really well. You know, when I was younger, I used to, like, you know, this guy only has 4 viewers, but you know, since streaming on Twitch, it's really hard to get viewers, and you're doing really well. Actually, I'm proud of you.
Thanks,
you know,
man.
Maybe make some more YouTube videos. I'll help you. You know, I'll try to edit videos for you. I'll help you. You know, YouTube. I think you're pretty good at YouTube. Just be yourself and just keep writing jokes on Twitter. You know, you had that hit. Remember that clown tweet with 500k views? You're going in the right direction, man. I'm really proud of you. So, you know, just stick with what you're doing right now. And if I get something new, I'll try to get, you know, when I go, you know, I always try to get all the Kick TV guys involved in everything I do. You know what I'm saying? So I bring up the family. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, dude.
Yeah.
And that's what the attitude that you have is why it's going to go well. And that's why we all enjoy being a part of it, is because... you bring complete authenticity, and that's really refreshing to see.
Yeah.
But thank you. I'm gonna take that and apply it to my life. That's good advice.
So, okay. So, do you have any more questions, or is that the last one, Brother Bob? Brother John?
That was the last one. Okay. I had. Yeah.
Okay. So this is one of my last questions. You know, John. Do you know what the last one is? You want to guess it?
I don't know. You gotta hit me with it.
Favorite Sean Millwall moment.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wow. This is really tough, genuinely, because there are so many. We already talked about the turn, the backwards
yeah.
turn. Uh-huh. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, it's gotta be beating you. Playing with you in a pickup soccer game,
yeah,
and being on your team and just being like, Sean Millwall is advertised. He does not disappoint, because you know, like, people will talk online and then you meet them and they're like kind of quiet,
yeah,
right? Or they're like, they're a little shy, and you're yeah. like, oh, this is just an online persona. This isn't really them,
yeah.
But like, from the moment we parked there and we saw you in the driveway, you were like, let's go,
yeah. Yeah, you see me run out on the street with my soccer cleats on.
Yeah, yeah. You're like duck waddling with your soccer cleats.
Yeah.
So that's my like personal Sean Millwall moment. As far as, you know, I met you and got some really like Sean Millwall is a real person.
Yeah.
And is funny as hell and legit.
But, yeah.
The other one has to be, Yup.
Oh, Yup.
And you putting that out and being like, okay, yeah, you know. People put stuff out all the time, and it's whatever.
Yeah.
And you send it to me, I'm like, oh, let me check this out.
Yeah.
And I listen to it, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And not to say that as an insult, but like, you never know what you're going to get from people.
Yeah.
For you to just like blow it away like that.
Yeah.
I my jaw dropped, and I texted Heath Pierce. I texted.
Oh, Heath listened to it? Kuba. Awesome.
Of course, dude.
Awesome.
He was impressed.
Awesome.
But like, I texted it to everyone I knew who you were. So I'm like, drop everything you're doing. Sean Millwall just released a banger. And so that was really cool. And I just know you're going to have many more moments like that where you put stuff out and it's going to blow people away.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, when I impressed you guys with the up, I knew that was because you guys are like, you know, I send you guys stuff all the time. And then, you know, for you guys to drop your jaw, it's like, okay, I made it, you know.
I guess, so here's another deep cut Sean Millwall moment.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What was it? I think we were talking about, like, the election or something back in 2016.
Yeah.
And you were like, too complicated, 5 me. I
thought that was so funny. Yeah, because at the time, I didn't really care about, you know, election stuff. I was like, what is this? And I was like, it's too much for me, man. You know, I listen to grind music and play soccer. I don't get it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's too many names, but I do have screenshots in my phone of just, like, hilariously funny things that you've said that I'm just so impressed by. So, yeah, there's too many accounts. But on the flip side, what is your favorite John Hudson moment? All
right, let me hit new record. Sorry. Hold on. My favorite John Hudson moment, huh? So,
yeah.
when we FaceTimes, every time when I FaceTime you, it's like two friends meeting up. It's like Batman, Superman. Yeah, it's like Batman and Superman coming together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, seeing you on Kick TV, they say, hey, I know this guy, his name is John Hudson. People are like, you know Stacky, you know John Hudson? Like, yeah, that's my guy, you know, even though I kept texting you guys all the time, you had no idea. I was like, hey man, this is my home. I'm not kind of guy, yeah, this is my boy, you know, I just keep texting you guys. You're like, what the
Honestly, we love it. Like, it's always so nice to wake up to a Sean Millwall DM.
Yeah, dude, you know my DMs. I go crazy on DMs. Yeah. I find something funny or something. I'm like, boom, straight to, you know.
It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, Sean said Colin cuffed something. I posted tight.
Yeah, you know, the cuffer, or hit him with the cuff. You know, like boom, like he goes around, like boom, you know.
Had to.
Yeah, you know, I remember texting you when you used to post Snapchat stories. I remember you went to an Arsenal game. I sent you like a really long Spanish message. You remember that?
Kind of, yeah, because they played Barcelona.
Yeah. And then I sent you like a really. And then you like read it. I was like, and you're like, oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh man.
Dude.
There's so many.
And then you going to England and wearing a Millwall jersey. I have that screenshot. You like as just see how far your influence can be on someone else. You know, that was really awesome.
So just a quick thing on that, like, we had got there a day early to for our shoot, and we like needed to kill a day. We looked at the local games around. Millwall was playing, and we're like, "This is perfect. We gotta go to Millwall."
Yeah.
And when I was there, I'm like, "I gotta get the jersey for Sean."
Yeah.
Know? Like if I go to Millwall and don't get a kit, like Sean's gonna be pissed. So yeah. I had to do it.
Yeah, and then you guys at Kick TV liking my tweets and stuff. I remember when you guys did a Sick Hit Friday. My favorite moments is you in that green shirt and with all the Kick TV staff. I have that was a really nice screenshot I have, you know.
Nice.
And I remember I used to always like on Sick Hit Fridays my Millwall jerseys. Like I'll find my. I remember you guys really liked the one like one of my dad's old jerseys. And you guys were like, "Whoa, really cool!" I remember that. Yeah. I always try to find those old jerseys. You know, just favorite. You know, we said earlier you photoshopping me in the video. That was really funny. You know, just you know, if we could have just a Kick TV went longer, I could have been like a superstar, you know, on there, you know.
Dude, if Kick TV was still around today, like you probably would have had.
I think I would have been the host, John. Like, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Millwall Conrad.
Yeah, dude, imagine like a guy with a host for a million YouTube subs being a Millwall fan, dude. Oh my god. I think my dad would be like super proud, you know. Oh my god.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course he would. But like, we should have done for April Fools. We should have had you host a mixer and only talk about Millwall.
Yeah, cuz I remember you guys texting me you want to do a video with me. I think I can't remember. I think you guys wanted to do something. I think
I can't remember that either, but there were a lot of things that could have happened at Kick TV. Yeah, it's a shame we didn't get.
Yeah, because I remember I think you guys want to do documentary me or something. I texted my friends, "Yo, like I'm gonna do something," you know. Yeah, John, I was thinking about doing Sean Taylor the movie documentary, and would you help me edit it?
Sean, it would be the greatest honor of my life.
Awesome.
I've thought about this in my comedy art. It's like I want to find a way to both. Help you and your creative voice grow and also like genuinely collaborate with you to make funny things and show you to other people because I think you're so good. So we got to find a way to
Our chemistry is like back and forth, you know, like boom, 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 yeah.
99%.
Yeah. So I got some more favorite John Hudson moments that just came to me. Remember Casey Neistat's app? I remember he used to make videos of you.
What?
Remember that? You asked me the question, you're like, Yeah. I remember the bite, the green app. I remember I recorded you saying, "Hey, what do you want to do next in your career?" I was like, yeah.
Oh man.
And then you recording, and Colin, remember, you know, my Instagram, like, "Hey, what's up, Colin Cuff, follow Sean Millwall, snap, FC," you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know,
that's from the pickup game, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, me doing the boot review, freestyling you, being a teammate, what else? I remember taking the selfie together, the cuff, you know.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally getting to take a cuff selfie with Sean Millwall.
Yeah, the cuffster. Like, you know, what else? Let's see here. You know, just screenshotting you guys and I, you know, just, you know, just sending you funny moments and, you know, and having fun, you know.
Yeah, that's another one of my favorite Sean Taylor moments is, like, you posting a collage of like screenshots.
Oh, dude, those collages, dude. I still make those, dude.
Yeah, I know. From like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Of like looking like I did 5 years ago.
Yeah. Dude, like I would add in like sports cars and like cartoons and like with you guys on it. And
yeah. And it's like Kuba's in there too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's funny. Anytime one of those comes our way.
Yeah, like, hey, dude, John, I'll make one tonight. I'll make one tonight, eh?
Yes.
A classic, baby. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, dude, I still use that to make my YouTube thumbnails.
That's good. Hey, you gotta have your own style.
Yeah. Hey, so, John, I remember something. Cuff TV. We're gonna lift out the ground, bro. We're that channel's going big. That's the next Kick TV.
That's the next Cuff TV. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Like, here's who did the Colin Cup today.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny, see you later, brother?
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah.
So, Chris Mackey talked about a statue of Colin Cuff. How big is, like, by your words, how big is Colin Cuff in New York City?
Oh, How big is Colin Kaepernick in New York City? Yeah. I would say not big enough. I think more people need to know about Colin Kaepernick and how, like, Colin Kaepernick is not just a person. Colin Kaepernick is an idea. And, you have the Kuffster, you have Kuff Collins. Like, there's all these different applications for Colin Kaepernick and how it can be used in our daily lives. Mm. And I think more people need to know about Colin Kaepernick is what I would say.
So, John, I ran out of questions, so I'm freestyling. I'll see how far we can go.
Off the top of the head.
Man. All right, so what's your go-to breakfast?
Go-to breakfast? Oh, I love doing, like, overnight oats. Yeah. I'll, like, make some oats with milk, and then I'll put some fruit in it. I'll leave it in the fridge. I'll eat in the morning, and it's cold.
You know,
I like that. Or it's just, like, fried egg over easy on toast.
Yeah, so, you know, I remember texting you about almond milk. You told me about oat milk, and then I was like, what are you talking about? And then now it's, like, a thing. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was on it, man.
So what is that? It tastes like oatmeal milk or what? What is that?
No, it tastes like normal milk, kind of. It's got a little bit, it's a little oaty.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, like, whole milk makes my stomach bad.
Mm.
So oatmeal, you know, makes me have to take a number three.
So
oat milk is a lot easier. That's really creamy, so I recommend it, man. You gotta get on it.
Regular milk, you know, the number two, then the number two backwards, you know, it gives me a lot of, like, you know, like mucus, you know?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
But yeah, oat milk doesn't have any of that. And, like, you know, we have all these milk substitutes like almond and soy, but oat milk's the goat milk, dude.
Yeah. So, how many kick-ups can you do, John?
Oh, man, I'd be lucky to do more than six.
Really?
I was never good at it because I didn't really play soccer.
Yeah.
I never, like, the last time I played on a team, like a organized team, I was maybe 11 or 12 years old.
Mm.
So I just, like, played a lot of pickup from 16 onwards.
Yeah.
So I never got, like, good technical skills. Mm. I just worked hard.
So
I'm bad at it. How many do you do?
I can do, like, 30 in a row, and I do, like, 70 or 80 a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than I could ever hope
to do. Shout out Jimmy. He texted me. I remember I sent you guys a video of me trying to juggle. I can do, like, two, and he was like, and then he was like, yo, use a tennis ball and try using both of your feet. I was like, oh, okay. You know, because I used to do, like, my strong foot was the right foot. So I just kept, like, you know, on one foot. So now I can do both feet, and I got a lot better at it. So, yeah.
Damn, dude. You're a freestyler.
Freestyle on the feet, on the court, on, you know, freestyle bars, you know, my bars.
Sean Taylor freestyle where you're, like, soccer freestyle.
Oh, dude, I did that. I actually did that. I did that. I freestyle while juggling soccer ball. I did that already. I'll send it to you. I send it to the Kenny B's Discord, and people are like, whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, yeah. Please send that to me. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you have anything else? Because I'm kind of out of questions.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of questions, too. I think we covered a lot. There's more to talk about for sure, and we can save it for another episode.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I think
the big one. You know, 10 out of 10 backwards, 1-2 buckle your shoe.
Oh,
you know.
Yo, I actually have one last question.
Yeah,
for
what's
you.
Up?
I forgot it. Yeah, I have it written down.
Yeah, what's up?
So if you had to, you could only pick one. Which one would you rather be? Would you rather be sideways, backwards, or up the hill?
Oh, dude. I might have to choose backwards because, like, I'm always backwards. You know, in the Discord, I'm like, yo, I'm going backwards. People know me about backwards. Every time I type something, I'm eating lunch, people are like, backwards, and I type back backwards. So I think I might have to go backwards, John. What do you think?
You're backwards. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think, that's the most, like, sideways. You know, it's kind of sideways.
Mm.
But, yeah. But, like, you can go up the hill backwards.
Yeah.
So you can have it all if you want, I guess. But, yeah, backwards is solid.
So I still have a quick one. Do you remember your first YouTube video? Because I do. And, like, your first time using a GoPro. I think that'd be fun.
Do you remember my first... like on my personal one?
Yeah, this whatever. Yeah.
The first, like, video I ever did was in college. I edited an interview with, like, the band OK Go.
Okay.
So remember that one? I also, so my high school had, like, a television program,
which is
really awesome. Like, it's why I was able to have the career I've had. But we've, like,
learned how
to I'm good. I'm good.
News reports.
Yeah, I'm good.
You got the fan?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. Man. Yeah, I'm good.
I did, like, a report on my, like, high school statistics teacher and how everyone loved him. So maybe that's... Oh, I did a video on Japanese, too.
Japanese, dude.
I'll send that to you.
Oh, really? Dude, I think I want to... I watch a lot of anime. I think it'd be fun to go to Japan. You know, John... I watched a video, learned Japan in eight hours. I was like, I was so confused, like, learn Japanese.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. So, for Japanese class in high school, we made a video called The Quest for the Lorna Dude, like, Cookie. And, it's funny. I look so young. I'm, like, 15 when I did it, so I'll send it to you. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, so, I don't know, my first camera I started to use was a GoPro camera. Do you have any experience, or do you remember your first GoPro video?
So, I had never used GoPro.
Yeah, it's not sponsored, it's just something I got.
No, dude, you get that sponsor, man. But, yeah. One of my first jobs for Kick, or when I was at MLS, or KickTV, yeah. They're like, hey, go down to Red Bull Arena and set up these GoPros.
Oh, wow.
I've never used it before. Yeah. And, like, I had to set up four around the stadium. And I felt so bad. They paid me $300 to go.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I didn't bring a tripod. Like, this looks like crap. But,
yeah.
Like, I almost told them to, like, not pay me for it. But they're like, no, don't be stupid. Like, here's your money. But, you know, I was like, 21 years old. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, so I asked that question because I have a really funny story. I first time using a GoPro, I was I had it attached to my head, and then I was running up a hill, and the camera died halfway up, and I kept going.
Wow.
Dude, legendary, bro.
You got some of the footage.
Yeah. I still have that. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, so you going to a stadium reminded me. How was it going to the MLS All-Star games? I don't know if you went, but how was it, you know, seeing other teams from around the world play in MLS and MLS being with KickTV? How were those games?
Yeah, it was really cool. And what was cool about those games, because for some reason, those would be opportunities where I could get to do more than I had previously done. So, like, I would be Kimmy's shooter or whatever. So I got to go to the one in Portland where they played. And they played Bayern Munich, and they played, I think, Tottenham.
Yeah.
Those were the two games I saw. And it was really cool, like, to be around players who were this good. And Jimmy did this video, you may remember, where he's like a pedicab driver.
Yeah, remember that. And then he wasn't even riding the bike, right?
Yeah. And he did one of my favorite jokes he did at Keep TV, which was all the players from Bayern are getting off a bus. It's just like Lewandowski and
Moore. Yeah.
And Jimmy's standing there. He's like, hey, which one of you is Brian Munich? And it's all these German guys being like,
Who's this guy? You know, who's this guy?
I'm trying to interview Brian Munich. Like, funny. And the fact that we got away with stuff like that, it blows my mind.
So I just got one more question, John. When all my friends were watching KickTV, you know, like I was in eighth grade, we all watched the KickTV Gaming Cup in New York City. Do you remember that? And do you have some cool memories from that? I'm not sure if you...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. Really, really strange time because, we flew out like 24 YouTubers to come play FIFA in New York. And like, FIFA YouTubers are a certain type of people, and so these guys are just wild, and they're coming in, and the memory I have from it is of like the semifinal and maybe like 2015, or the semifinal and finals. We're in the basement of this bar, and Mike Lavelle, who then
was Dirty Mike, baby.
Dirty Mike was going around taking bets on the game. I lost like $40.
Oh, geez, Dirty Mike, baby.
I don't even remember. We're based on a bar, we're having a good time, but that was just, there's this guy, Gonth, do you remember him?
Who?
YouTuber, Gonth,
Gonth, I remember him.
And he was just, he was having a good time, and he was like,
oh, mate, he used Clint Dempsey in the video, remember?
I just remember him being, like, really intense, and all these FIFA personalities being in the same room.
Yeah.
Just, like, this sweaty, disgusting-smelling basement.
Yeah.
Losing money by gambling to a guy named Dirty Mike.
Like, Dirty Mike, baby. Yeah, so So how was it, you know, Zerker being a Millwall fan? I was voting for him. You know, it's cool seeing another Millwall fan. Do you have any memories of seeing him today? What's up?
Not really. I don't really remember him that well. I remember seeing Gaunt and, like, Bateson seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Nepenthes.
Nepenthes. Nepo, know, baby.
I remember Nepenthes.
Yeah.
You know, it's all these British guys with funky accents. what a time, you know, 2014. Crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think those are all the questions I got. John, did you like that? Did you like the FIFA player story I told about me and math class? Did you like that one?
Yes. Yeah. That was good stuff.
That's a true story, dude.
What?
Yeah.
You've got some really iconic stories in there, and you're gonna have even more over the years to come.
Yeah. So I got one more. So in the Chris Mackey podcast, I talked about you doing the dinosaur pose photo. How was it playing in that game? And that's one of my favorite John Huston photos.
Oh man. What's the question again?
Do you remember, like, how the team, what was your inspiration for that team photo pose? And how was playing against the FIFA player and, you know, him, yeah. Spencer Owen? Because I know you said you talk about him being someone you look up to. How was that?
Yeah, he's incredible. And, like, Spencer, such a nice guy. Like, I believe, like, you know, been around a few times, but he's someone who, if I was in London now and hit him up, he'd give me the time of day, and it's like, he's just a really genuine guy, and he doesn't have to be, and anytime I've seen him or Alex, they're just like, oh, hey, great to see you, and
yeah,
the level that they're at, they don't have to be like that, and I really respect that, but playing the game was cool. I was obviously not as good as anyone else.
Oh, yeah, John, you're the best, dude. You play with Sean Millwall. You know, we're like the duo. Yeah.
Yeah, they should put us both in there, but I got like 10 minutes at the end.
Yeah.
And I had maybe like 2 or 3 touches, but, you know, Aleko Escandarian, who played for USA, scored like one of the sickest pickup goals I've seen. He like chested and volleyed it from 35 yards out. But, I remember for the picture, I like to do for soccer pictures. Like, Jimmy would always do, like, when he played, would kind of have this serious face on.
Yeah.
So I do this like serious face where I'm like pumping my chest out, and, like, looking really serious, but it looked like I was a T-Rex. That's what the caption was.
The goat, dude. So yeah, John, I gotta go pee really bad. I know this happened last time. Thanks for being on Sean Mill podcast. You know, you're like a brother to me. You're a great person. You know,
I feel the same way, man. You're a dear friend, and I'm honored to know you and have seen you grow, and to see you become not just like a kid who watches your YouTube content, but a genuine friend of mine.
Yeah.
It means a lot, and I appreciate you a ton.
Yeah. So, So thanks for being on the Sean Millwall podcast. John, thanks for being a guest on the Sean Millwall podcast. You know, it's kind of always my dreams for soccer and YouTube, and now I'm doing music and all this stuff. And, you know, I kind of want to do this. So it's really awesome to see me grow, you know, cause I'm kind of living the dream right now. You know, I'm still going. Even though I'm not getting paid a lot, the most money, it's more about the passion and my dream and living it out. So thank you for being someone's, like, you know, me supporting you and you support me now. It's really good to see that. So thank you, John.
Yeah, man, it's good for both of us, and, like, I have your back every step of the way. I truly, truly believe in the creative vision of the Sean Millwall, Sean Taylor, Colin Cup Collective.
Yeah.
And, It's going right to the top, man. It's going to the big one. It's going to be 10 out of 10, 100 out of 10, 1,000,000 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's not soft.
Yeah, yeah. 10 out of 10, big one, 10 out of 10. You know, so thank you, John. Would you like to shout out? Because I know you're the first person to get to start shouting out stuff, and, you know, we've been following that. So would you like to shout out your social media for again, brother?
Yeah. Shout out at John Hudson. Shout out twitch.tv/John Hudson for soccer things. Shout out Steve Bruce, Newcastle United.
Yeah.
Shout out Sean Taylor Gump. Billy Keeley, Cuba Qs.
Yep.
Shout out Kick TV, of course.
Yep.
Of course, shout out Kick TV. RIP, OG Kick TV.
Yep.
Respect. But Sean, it's been an honor being on here, and I'm excited to do it again.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for being on the Sean Millwall podcast. We had a great time. You know, it's a movie. You know, NYC to California. It's a movie, baby. You know how we do it. Sean Taylor podcast, Sean Millwall podcast. We're going double backflips, double frideways. Double sideways up the hill, you know, me and John Huston, hand farts, big, you know, thank you for being out here, and we had a great day, And John, get one more word in, brother. Get
live and direct, man. Hand fart all the way. 10 out of 10 backwards.
Woo! Big recording, baby. We'll see you next time. Our next guest might be Big Pete. He was in the Discord. He said, "What's up?" So we might have another episode. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll get the next one. Sean Taylor, thumbs up. Yeah. Woo! Let's get it.